Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2023. Welcome back to the Finding Your Feet podcast, the place you need to be in January of 2023 and of every month of 2023, because we are here to help you live your best life.
Love it. Love the energy. That is literally what we're here for. And I'm so happy to be back. Well, we're two weeks now recording.
Yeah, sorry. We said it was only going to be 1 week, but I ended up getting ill. I got the big C.
The big C. Not chlamydia.
Not chlamydia. COVID.
Yeah, so we couldn't record and we were sad, but we're back. We've had a rest.
Yeah.
And illness is gone.
Yeah, it's gone. I'm back. I'm alive. I'm thriving again.
Yeah, because there's no point as well us turning up ill, because imagine like...
Yeah, I would have given it to you for Christmas, which would have been a nice present for you.
Yeah.
And I was just, there was no way I could be inspiring. I could barely even pull myself together. It was a lot.
Yeah, but we're back and we're going to fill you with like all the hope and just get you in the vibes for the new year. So how was your Christmas? You've been on a world tour.
I've not really been here. I've been all over the place.
All over the gaff.
Yeah. I went to Scotland twice.
Yeah.
I went to the Lake District. And then I went to London twice.
That's a lot for 1 month, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was all in the second half of December, so it was all in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's a lot of travel. No wonder you got ill.
Yeah, well no, I got ill before I'd even started travelling, to be fair. When I arrived in Scotland, I unknowingly had COVID and probably gave it to my family members. Sorry, everybody. Sorry if I ruined your Christmas.
Seems like everyone was ill.
Yeah, everyone was sick. If they didn't have that, they had the flu.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone was fucked up this Christmas.
Apart from I haven't had it and I'm just keeping my fingers crossed I don't.
It's because you've got an immune system of steel because you've been chugging mushroom chaga drinks.
Ooh,
all
maybe
year.
Maybe it is, I didn't even
and
think that.
And you've been going to the gym lifting weights.
And the sauna, I think the sauna's really helped me out.
Yeah, shout out to the sauna.
Yeah, so many health benefits of sauna.
Well, congratulations for making it through without...
Let's not jinx me though, because it is my birthday in... We're releasing this.
This.
Very soon.
Very quickly, quick turnaround.
Because it's my birthday. This weekend. And I've been thinking, don't jinx yourself, Abby. Don't be ill for your birthday because you keep saying, oh, you've not been ill. But hopefully it'll all be fine and I can enjoy the fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you'll be fine. I'm not sensing that you're getting ill.
No, I'm not sensing it either.
And I haven't got anything to give you anymore because it's gone now.
Yeah, so it'll be fine.
How was your Chrysler?
Yeah, it was lovely. It was like very relaxed, to be honest. Just family time. Socializing, had a lovely Christmas day with my friends and my family, playing games, having a boogie, all the fun stuff. I don't really know what to say.
Well, that's lovely. I'm glad you had such a nice time.
But I do also love how like my birthday is at the start. Like I moan because I always feel bad because people are like so done with partying by my birthday, which is the 6th of Jan. But I also do love how like my birthday is at the start of the year, because I'm also really reflective over the new year.
Yeah, birthdays get you reflecting as well. Yeah,
exactly. So I have like a double whammy, because every year I've kind of been that age for the full year. So I like really reflect thinking, oh my God, I'm going to the new year and I'm turning 26. So I did do an awful lot of reflecting, feeling like just very like sentimental, nostalgic over... that period, you know, that weird period where you don't know your name and stuff.
Yeah.
Before New Year and you're like, what day is it?
Yeah.
So did a lot of the vision boarding, everything that we spoke about in the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Setting the goals, thinking, where do I want to be? What do I want to do?
Did you do that 12 goals?
I haven't finished them yet. Thing? I'm just taking my time with it, you know,
yeah,
not rushing.
That.
Yeah, because I was a
There's
bit
no
like,
need
I need
rush.
To do it. Yeah, and then I was like, no, I actually don't need to. So I wrote a few down. I've wrote more, actually, like more... I wrote like some fitness goals. Like one of them was like bench press 50 kg.
Love that, man.
Yeah. And I really want to run a 10k as well.
Yeah. What, like a race? I'll do it with you.
Maybe not a race. Oh, I just want to get around the track. I'm not very good at running.
Oh.
You're really good at running. Maybe you can do it with me. Yeah, I've just never done it. I've done a 5k. But I'm not a good jogger. So I want to like push myself and try something new.
Yeah.
So
love
I want
that.
To start running. Yeah. just, you know, get out of the comfort zone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I've wrote more basic ones. I'm going to write some more, and then we're going to do some business ones again as well, and then that will all just combine.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a few fitness ones. Like, I really want to be able to do press up.
Oh yeah, like a full one.
Yeah, like a proper one, not on your knees. Yeah. You know, like a real,
yeah,
a real man press up.
I want to be able to do a pull up, but I just don't know.
Well, do you know hard. What? I always see videos on TikTok of like girls doing them stuff, and I'm like, and they show like, oh, how they didn't used to be able to do it, and then they're like, look at me now.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm too scared to even go up there and try. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Well, you go up and you're like, oh, you just can't even.
Oh, no, I literally can't. Without an assisted thing, I can't really move.
What, like a band under your feet or something?
Yeah, or like the thing that pushes you up. I literally would not be able to pull myself up.
No.
I can like hold myself and then lower myself down from one, but I can't pull myself up.
Yeah.
Apparently you've got to have a certain kind of like body composition.
Do you?
I don't know if that's a limiting belief. I don't know. Izzy was telling me and I was like, I don't know about that.
Don't claim that energy.
I mean, even Lacey like can't do one, can she?
No, yeah. And she has got some guns of steel.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Like, it's like, it's a very specific kind of
Lacey's
movement.
A personal trainer, by the way, for anyone wondering who the hell that is.
Yeah.
Our personal
Amazing
trainer friend.
Personal trainer, yeah.
No, but she said about how to do a push-up. She put a good video on her Instagram.
Yeah.
That I filmed with her. I was getting real-life training.
Yeah.
On the job. Where you do a tap push-up or something, it's called, where you, like, lower yourself down to the ground and then rest for half a second, then push yourself back up, but not, like, stick your bum up and then your body, like... I tried to do this one, it's actually really hard.
Yeah, like the full movement of it.
Yeah, I think like at the start of all my gym sessions, I'm gonna add those in. You know, because I do warm-ups. Do you warm up properly?
Yeah, usually I'll just do whatever Lacey tells me to do, really.
Yeah.
I'll do a jog and then I'll do like different stretches.
Some dynamic warm-ups, stretching, yeah. I thought I could just add it in there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you'll definitely do that. But yeah. I think it's good having those random little goals.
Mm.
So that's why I think on my one last year, I had that like start dancing. And I was like, oh, I don't know about that. And now it's just like normal for me to go dancing. So yeah, this time next year I could be like, yeah, just jog half a marathon.
Half a marathon? Yeah. I wouldn't want to do a marathon.
I think it'd be amazing, but yeah. Anytime I go on a run, I start to run and I'm like, why am I doing this?
Then you get that runner's high and those endorphins and you just like...
Yeah, it's worth it in the end.
Yeah, it's like electric, mate.
Yeah, it is.
Love that. I haven't really written my goals yet either.
Mm.
I've like thought about a few things. But the thing is, I'm always trying to be the best version of me. Not just in January. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm definitely going to set things for you, especially like business goals, things like that. Like, we need to do that. That's important. And I have got goals. That I already knew, like the ones I said in the last podcast of our promises. And if you don't know what they are, sorry, you need to go and listen to that episode to find out.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I've not like actually written it all down, but I want to put it down on document because then you can look back at how you did. So that's powerful. But yeah, I am enjoying that vibration of, you know, no need to rush. It's not like you need to do it right now on the 1st of January or you're fucked.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure last year I was like, oh my God, if I don't do it before the 1st of January, then I basically missed the boat.
You
like,
do feel
do
like that.
Yeah.
You do.
Like,
do
you have to
like
set
that.
Your intentions in stone before the 1st, or it's not going to happen.
Yeah, or you've effed it up.
Yeah. No, it's so fun. And I'm like halfway through my vision board, which I'm just absolutely loving.
Well, like a general board?
Yeah, my general board. I've like... Instead of actually, I don't know if this could be a good tip for people. Instead of just going on like Pinterest and stuff, I've actually gone on my like saved reels and things. Because I save really nice reels where I'll watch them and they like light on my soul and something in them. I don't know what it is. I just love. So then I've gone on my saved reels and I've like looked at what that is and I'm bringing together those images.
That's
and
like, cool. Well, like screenshotting them and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So like whether it's like a quote or, yeah, I don't know, like a place or like an energy or something expansive. You know, so just random things. And then I do get things on Pinterest as well that I've saved. But yeah, little tip for you all on Instagram or TikTok or wherever you save your things.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I think because when you get to the end of this year, whatever year you're in, you reflect on the last year or like what you've done that year. So I think I was feeling really reflective just on the year as a whole. And like, as we said, our promises from last week's episode, our last episode, And then I was like getting reflective on how I've like approached this year. And I just felt really proud of myself, actually. Mm-hmm. Like really proud of myself. I felt like I could have been in such a different position if I wanted to be.
What, coming into this year, you could have been in a different position?
Yeah.
Like a worse, like a bad position?
Not a bad one, but just like not as aligned, I feel, or not as free as I feel.
Yeah, like it's not as empowered.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Whereas like I went into this year thinking, like, wow, what you can do in a year and like the opportunities that you have right in front of you. And just feeling like so grateful to be alive and to like feel, and I know I always say that, but just... yeah, to like be in the world and be like, wow, what an opportunity it is to be alive and to be free.
Yeah.
I really did. Yeah, I had the time to go inward quite a bit this Christmas.
Yeah, that's nice.
Which was nice, yeah. And I tried not to run from it as well, because I think at a social time you can kind of just fill yourself with noise. And then I think so, obviously, because I was in a relationship last Christmas, so I think it's always weird, like maybe the Christmas after... because you kind of like reflecting on that as well. It's like everything you do, you're like, oh yeah, well, I did this in a relationship last year. So it's like weird. But I just kind of lent into that and just spent more time going inward, which was really, well, not all the time, don't get me wrong. I was still like out having drinks, having fun. But
every night I was in vision boarding.
Yeah, every night I was just reflecting. But no, I definitely had some time to reflect and just be in nature, like that walk that I went on. I literally went in these trees for like, forest for like,
is that where you took that picture on Instagram?
Yeah.
Was that recently? I didn't know if it was like a pic from like, a while ago or something.
No, it was from just before we went to London, when I went to collect stuff. And I went in this forest for literally like 20 minutes and I can't even tell you how much it soothed my soul. Like it was untrue. Like obviously we both live in the countryside anyway, but there was something about like being on my laptop constantly and then just shutting it and just going in this forest and actually like touching the stuff, being in nature, hugging the tree, whatever. Oh, it just filled my soul so much. So I like been doing that a bit as well, like making sure I'm connecting with nature just to recharge and to feel like a human again.
Yeah. I love that, man.
Yeah.
Hashtag reflecting.
Yeah.
And hugging trees and that.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it.
Listen to the whispers of nature.
Yeah. I hardly ever really go on walks. And I was actually watching Courtney Black's Instagram story this morning. She was saying that she's prioritizing like a little 20-minute morning walk. And how she always gets, you know, good ideas on walks and stuff like that. And I was thinking, I never give myself that opportunity really now.
Yeah, because you love your walks in summer.
And I've got to say, I was obsessed.
Yeah, the walks that I've been on like the last week or so, I was like, oh my God, I really miss this. Like I went on this walking route that I used to always go on in summer and I was like, oh my God, like breathe. Like as in I felt like I've not done it in so long.
Yeah, maybe I'm denying myself.
Yeah, you should, yeah. That's what I want to do, like incorporate more walks. It's just hard when it's dark a lot.
Yeah, when it's really, when days are short, it's dark and cold and wet, it's hardly inspiring to get out there, but you still do get the benefit of it anyway.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, I do walk with, I go on like walks with friends as like a social thing, but I've not really been going by myself recently at all.
I had a nice moment as well where, you know what we were saying, how like, you know, it's like, well, you might be a bit more sad. You know, like you were saying, like, you know, she don't sing and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I noticed that, like, when I went on this walk the other day, like, I went on a few just on my own. And then I, like, got back and I was like, I saw my headphones on the side and I was like, oh, I didn't even take my headphones. I was like, so, like, funny. Like, in summer, like, just after my breakup, like, if I went on any walk or whatever, I always wanted to listen to a podcast, to have music on or something in my ears. And I remember I went on a walk once and I forgot my headphones and I was like, oh, God, like... 45 minute walk, whatever, no headphones, like, oh yeah. It's like stressing me out the thought of it. And then like this Christmas I was just like, I didn't even think about taking my headphones and I was like, that's such a nice feeling. Yeah, to just like walk and literally not even think about it.
Yeah,
to like just have that peace of mind, just be at one with nature.
Yeah,
just talk to the trees.
Sometimes when I go on a walk I always stick in a poddy or something, like,
yeah, I usually do, but it just didn't even cross my mind, so I was like, oh,
he must have been really craving that.
Yeah, I must have just been
peace.
Yeah, just heading for it. Just
going for it.
Yeah.
Love that. January is always all about wellness, health, focusing on yourself, turning inward, reflecting, setting goals. And some of those goals might be to take yourself to therapy. Maybe you've done it before, maybe you haven't, maybe you know, you feel like you need it, but you don't even know where to go to, we have the best recommendation for you, BetterHelp, which is an online therapy company, and they are the sponsors of this podcast. We're working together for quite a while now, and we have both used BetterHelp ourselves, had great experiences with it, found it really beneficial and really helpful. And one of the things I absolutely loved about my BetterHelp experience was just how easy it was. It really just fits straight around my lifestyle because it's all done online. I could just do it from the comfort of my own home. So I'd be working from home, and then at 4:30, I might have a little therapy session for 40 minutes, boxed off, done, feel better, feel clearer, and then can go about my day. I didn't have to travel anywhere, didn't have to go to any awkward waiting rooms, nothing. I could be in the comfort of my own home and have a private, secure conversation with therapist through BetterHelp's website and their app. The other thing I loved about it is that when I actually went to use BetterHelp, I just kind of wanted to see someone like as soon as possible, really. And sometimes when you are trying to find a therapist, or maybe you're going through various different routes, there can be a bit of a waiting time. The best thing about BetterHelp is that they are guaranteed to sign you up with your own therapist within 48 hours of you signing up for your account. So super quick, not a really long waiting time. You just really simple, fill out a quick questionnaire just so you can get a feel for who you are. What is it that you would like to work on? Even if you're not actually sure what you want to work on, you just don't feel good. Like, that is enough information for them. And they will basically match you with someone who they feel you're really aligned with. Because it is really important that you like your therapist, that you feel like they get you, you click with them, you're on the same vibes, so that you can really open up and get the most out of the experience. But we have good news for you guys. If you feel like you want to start therapy and you would like to try BetterHelp, we have a 10% off code for you all. If you just head to the link betterhelp.com/findyourfeet, that's going to get you 10% off your entire first month of therapy. It's not just one session, a whole month of therapy, 10% off. So if you want to access this discount, just head to the link betterhelp.com/findyourfeet. That's betterhelp.com/findyourfeet. We've left the link in the show notes. Just click through there and you can start living your best therapy life and taking those steps to become a happier, healthier version of you. Yeah, I have been reflecting though, even though I've been partying a lot.
Yeah, I know. Well, you can reflect anyway, can't you?
Yeah. And I reflect. No, I've been thinking about, because it is natural, you start to think about where was I last year, and I was in such a different spot last year. I came into the year and I said 2022 is going to be a good year, because I'm just saying that it is.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah, so I'm setting the intention. I'm fucking sick of feeling like poo-poo, because I was feeling like poo-poo at the time. And I was just like, I don't want to have a grim year. Like, I just want to have, I was felt a little bit like I was at ground zero. In a way, not totally. I wasn't a rock bottom or anything. But like, I was a bit like, I was at this ground zero where there was a lot to build on. And I felt like, you know, yeah, I just wanted to have a good year anyway. I just set goals, but I set really simple goals. Simple, not simple, as in I didn't overcomplicate. I didn't write some huge stupid list of like loads of mental stuff. It was very succinct, but they were big things, as in they require quite a lot of work. And I did most of them except from one. But that's for another day. You know, that's rolled over into this year. Just you wait, guys. 2024, I'll tell you about it. But like, I felt I was in such a different place. I really wasn't feeling, I felt lost, to be honest, at the end of the year last year. And I wasn't feeling like my full self. And I just set the intention for 2022 to be different. And I just put in a lot of effort for it to be different. Like, as in, I did therapy, I did inner healing that I needed to do, and I worked my ass off. I got my fucking ass up and worked. It's like, nobody wants to work these days. No, they don't. Everyone wants to work. Kim's lying. So then when I was like thinking about this year, I was thinking, fuck me, like I can't even express the gratitude that I feel to be in a completely different place. Like I can't even tell you, like I feel so lucky and blessed. Aww. Yeah, I know. Should we cry? Like, honestly, like it's just mad. And not saying that you can only enjoy your life if you then have a contrasting, not enjoyable time to compare it to. But actually, sometimes our human brains actually need that contrast sometimes to really understand your blessings. Mm. I was like listening to his podcast the other, like yesterday when I was driving home, and it was one of the Skinny Confidential ones. And it was just with this like Sports Illustrated model, but she was like grew up in a Russian Soviet Union or whatever, you know, like. Don't know much about the Russian Soviet Union, but like basically I think they had everything rationed and stuff, and it was all controlled. And,
oh yeah,
and like Gary V's from there, and he managed to escape.
Oh yeah, I heard him talk about
yeah that. You know, she grew up in that, and then she managed to escape. But she was saying how on Christmas they'd get a banana once a year, and you'd get one on Christmas, and because in her world she didn't know any different. So she honestly thought bananas were the rarest thing in the world. So she would have that on Christmas and be buzzing her tits off to have this banana. And she was like, and actually banana was a household item that most people leave to rot in the fruit bowl.
Yeah.
And I was like, isn't it mad? Like you only know your world as what you experience it. So like when she was growing up until the age of 10, until she like left the Russian Soviet Union, she literally thought bananas were gold dust.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting a banana on Christmas and like being buzzing about it? Like,
yeah.
You know, so I don't know. It just like that, the human brain is a bit like that. Like, as in you kind of, sometimes you need those extreme differences to like put into perspective why you should be grateful.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, just, I'm coming to this year feeling mad grateful, like so grateful. Grateful. Like me and my friend were on a walk on Boxing Day, and she was saying the same thing because she was in also a very different place the year before, and is in a very very different place now. In a much better place, thriving in many different areas of life, and like, you know, being able to like walk away from situations, relationships that were bad and toxic, didn't serve her, and all these kind of things. And we were literally walking through a field that was like an empty field, and we were literally shouting out to the field saying, we're so grateful, thank you,
universe. I love it.
Because, you know, you just got to express that feeling, you know?
Yeah, totally. But as well, yeah, like you said, you should be so proud as well, because only you declared that. Like,
yeah.
And did the work and aligned yourself. And that's what happens. It gets better.
It does. And what really, like, you know, warms my heart when I think about 2022 was all these like invisible blessings that just were coming and slotting into my life that I never could have imagined and never could have planned. And I just think, so like, if you're feeling shit right now that's listening to this, and you're coming into this year and you're not feeling very hopeful, like, you do have to take action. Like, you do, there's no way about it. Like, you got to do the work, whether that's reading a book that's going to make you feel like learn more about yourself, or whether that, if you have the means to go into therapy, or, you know, getting outside your fucking comfort zone. I spent most of 2022 outside of my comfort zone. That was the only way to make change. If you want to make something different, like, you have, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done. Like, nothing changes and nothing changes.
Yeah,
so you really do have to take the action. Like, you do. I'm never going to say that you don't. You fucking do. But that's fine, because taking the action is actually really fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. You grow a lot. But anyway, there's also, there's a level to it where it's like, you know, whether it's the universe, God, your fairy godmother, your your angel or whatever. I don't know. Like, just life being good. Like, just little coincidences and serendipitous moments. But like, just pure blessings that come in and like change the game that you never could have planned for.
No.
And they will come this year as well for everyone. And it's like, knowing that as well, like, when you're thinking about the year, if you're feeling a bit doom and gloom, if you're feeling a bit like, where I am right now is, how am I going to get out of this? Or like, where I am right now, I can't even see a different situation for myself. Like, there's so much that's going to actually happen to you that you, I don't know what to call them other than invisible blessings. Like, you could never predict that they're happening. And like, to be honest, at the time you don't even realize really that they're happening until it cements itself into your life, and you're like, what the fuck would I do without this? Like, oh, I'm blessed, am I? Do you know what I mean? Like, and I wish that for everybody listening right now.
Yeah. No, I feel that is so true. It's like, you physically can't plan out those magical moments. It's like you have to believe just in the magic of life and just keep like following your heart, following what you feel like is right for you and putting in the work, and then those things will slot into place. And I always think of that thing of like where people freak out, or like we may freak out thinking, God, I wish I knew the next step. I wish I knew how I'm going to get from A to B. I wish I knew how this year is going to end, because I can't see myself at this end goal or at this place that I want to be. Like, I can't see it. But it's like, if you actually had all the information of how the hell you're going to do that, you'd be so freaking overwhelmed. Mm. You wouldn't do anything, because you'd be like, oh my God, you'd see all the different blessings and you'd see all the different corners that you have to turn and all the different hurdles, and you'd be so freaking overwhelmed you literally wouldn't even move. So you don't actually really want to know about all the things. Like, you just got to keep aligning and just keep believing, and like you said, believe in the magic, because it's like someone is like looking after you, like things do fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you just like keep believing and just stay true to yourself,
yeah,
then you'll be surprised when you look back on the year and think it was all working out as the way it was meant to. And even now, if you're like with some like shit, like if you're really dealing with something on your own right now, or you're going through some challenges and you're like, I've had it with this, like I'm actually up to the top with it, it's like, just try and remind yourself that even those really hard hurdles are just molding you into the person you're meant to be. And they're probably just happening the way they are, just to create you into this strong person that you keep asking to literally become.
Yeah.
Because I think when you're in that challenge, like not to like bypass it or anything, but when you're in that challenge, it can feel really tough. But then when you look back on the year, you're like, I'm actually really happy that happened, because you would have never, like if you never put up against any challenge, then you're never going to learn or grow anyway. And all those little things that you go through as well that may at the time seem really freaking gross, they might just be pushing you off in the direction that you're actually meant to go on, the direction towards your blessings, or the direction to what you're actually worthy of, even though at the moment you might be like, this isn't what I planned.
Yeah. One of my favourite quotes is, you can never connect the dots looking forward and looking back. And I looked at like my old journal from this, from December last year. I was filling out Roxy Nafusi's like 12-week journal that she brought out, and she makes you like write down all sorts of stuff in it. Like, but like one of them's like goals for the next 12 weeks and stuff like that. And I was writing down things I wanted to do, you know, little things that then were literally like a seed on the road of like to what had been some of these bigger blessings of 2022. And at the time, obviously, I would have had no idea, but I could see, I was reading it and the energy I was putting into it, like as in I was just taking a lot of pride in the action that I was taking, even though it was small in the grand scheme of things at the time, in terms of like, you can minimize your actions all the time and think that what you're doing doesn't have impact and isn't making a ripple and isn't like lining up good things for you for the future and stuff like that. Like, you can underestimate your behavior all the time. It was just really weird reading this journal, because I was like writing things down, I'd do this, and it was a small thing, but I was like, do it really well. And then it actually turned into like something way bigger than I could ever have literally thought of.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just think, you know, I just feel, just don't lose that hope. Like, that hope's really important.
Yeah. And that like hard work will always pay off.
Yeah. Even when it's for the wrong person, I always think, because some people like really despise, they might despise the job that they're in right now.
Yeah. I think they're wasting time or they're running out of time.
You never are. Even when you're working hard for the wrong person, or it's not even the wrong person, but someone who doesn't appreciate it, maybe you feel really unappreciated at your job. You don't actually know, like somebody at a competitor company could actually be watching you right now, like seeing your work, whether it's, you know, is it some like, I don't know, you make some creative marketing or something for the company you work for now, so a competitor could know that you work there and watching what you put out and thinking that's amazing and want to poach you in a few months and give you way more money and whatever. Like, even if you're working hard somewhere that it for something, or just your actions aren't insignificant, basically. So like, take pride in everything that you're doing, even if you're in a situation that you don't like or don't want to be in right now in any part of your life. Like, you like, I think when you take in that pride in what you do and like believing that your actions are important, you're actually raising the vibration that, so that you'll be met by something greater because you're putting greatness into what you're doing, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and people get a bit like, oh, because the law of attraction is a bit funny sometimes. It's like, oh, what, like, think good shit and like attract good shit. But it's also like take pride in what you're doing and like believe that what you're doing is important and good and works and is worthwhile, whether that's like how you treat yourself, like whether that's like I don't know, looking at wounds and traumas that are painful and like healing them, like that's sending out the vibration that like you want to be better, you want to elevate, you want to heal, and that you love yourself and you respect yourself, like, so then you'll be met with circumstances that reflect that. And like, if you like working somewhere that you hate and you feel undervalued, but you're still putting pride in what you're doing and having integrity in your actions, then quite quickly your life will reflect that too, because the energies can't be mismatched forever. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you will elevate above that, not with an ego, not talking about ego here, but like you just will, like, because vibrationally it won't match and things will just fall away and you'll get to where you need to be. So even if your life right now, you're at the start of 2023 and you're thinking, fuck's sake, like, I'm not where I want to be, I'm fucked, da, 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 da. No, it's not time to be thinking things like that. But like, doesn't mean it needs to be overcomplicated. Like, keep it simple, just simple intentions that you want things to be different. And just like, don't underestimate your small daily actions and what you're doing and your intentions behind what you're doing. Oprah always talks about intentions. She was always like, and I always find it really interesting, like, what, when I hear her say it, but when I'm thinking about it, like, it is actually very true. Like, she does, she says things like,
what did you listen, sorry, did you listen to her, the one she put on the other day, Intention?
Oprah?
Yeah, she put a podcast on about intention.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Because she's obsessed with intention.
Yeah, she is. Well, I need to go and listen. Yeah, let's all listen.
It's actually, go and listen. It's literally like 25 minutes. And I think she's put it on before. She, you know, she has those ones.
Yeah,
she does
the reruns, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's had it on before. But it was really nice, like 25 minutes, I just shoved it on before I got into bed. I think it's actually before I did my vision board.
Oh.
And yeah, sorry, I thought you might listen to it.
No, I basically, I know that she talks about stuff like that. And I saw a real clip of her talking about it. I just thought, it's fucking true that. But she was basically saying the most important thing about what you do is your intention behind it. It's not like what you're doing, it's your intention. So if, so like if you are cleaning up the kitchen, it's not about you cleaning up the kitchen, it's like your intention behind it. Like, and then that's how it's then received by the world. Anyway, go listen to Oprah because it's her words, not mine. But like, I was like, that is true.
No, it's so
and
true.
I think we overlook that all the time and then think, put our power outside of ourselves to think that there's other things outside of ourselves that are going to change our lives rather than just purely our intention. Because we are powerful, but you know, I think sometimes we forget that we're powerful because things don't come in like this. It's not an instant thing. Oh, I said I'm ready for my soulmate and I want to find love and it's not happened. I'm not powerful. Or like I said I wanted to find my dream career and I haven't. I'm not powerful. Well, maybe, you know, set that intention and stick with it. And it will happen.
Yeah. I think as well when you come back to intention all the time, you realize where you might be doing things like unintentionally.
Yeah.
That like aren't actually serving you at all. And just back to what you're saying there about like just putting in the work, whether it's for the wrong person, the right person or anything. I think it comes down to like literally just showing up for yourself, but like showing up for other people as well. And like energetically showing up. Like I think that makes such a difference. Like thinking about what areas of my life do I want to show up more, whether that is within family or whether it's in your healing journey or whether it is for your boss. Like if you just show up and work hard and be you and align with your truth, then you're always going to end up like in the right place. Like even if you feel like you're at the wrong job or that you, yeah, if you feel like you are like living in the wrong place or like you're underappreciated, like I said, but if you just show up and align with what you want and work hard, like you're always going to, I just said that.
Yeah.
Exactly what I said.
Well, no, you're spitting facts, bro. Simple.
Yeah, simple. Just repeat it again. But no, it's so true. I think like keep that in mind when you're doing your vision boards and doing your goals, like where energetically do I actually want to show up more that's going to really improve my life?
Yeah, yeah. Love that, man. Because, you know, like we don't show up for all parts of our lives all the time because let's be honest, sometimes we can't. No. Sometimes it means that you do need a year where maybe you put certain things on the back burner to push forward with other things that are important right now, and that's fine. But yeah, looking at where you're like maybe being unintentional is interesting.
Yeah, because showing up for those other people as well is just showing up for yourself, really. Like, where do you actually want to show up for yourself more? People's, write it down. I think as well as we go into the new year, and we actually named some of them before, you've got like that new year push and everyone's like, we're ready to go. And like, I feel like thoughts, maybe negative thoughts, can get so loud, and a lot of time we don't stop to realise how much rubbish those thoughts can be.
Yeah.
You know, the feelings of like just to name a few, which, like, you know, some people think like, oh, maybe it's just me that thinks that. It's like, no, everyone actually thinks that. Like, I'd have a huge talk with some of my friends the other night when we were all together, and we were talking about like the random like imposter thoughts that may come up. And it's like everyone was saying the same kind of thoughts, and it's like you don't realise how common it is, and how a lot of the time it's literally just your brain trying to just fill your mind with stuff, or like the part of you that's trying to keep you safe thinking, oh no, like you can't do that, or like don't step forward. But the more you kind of like catch yourself in those thoughts and think, that's actually not true, that's not aligned with me, that's literally just my brain and I'm not my brain trying to tell me something that's not true, like I don't even have the evidence for it, the more you catch yourself, the more you can let it go and not let it rule your life. But I do feel like some of the main ones that come up, or like even from this conversation I had the other night, was like someone's going to catch me out, like I'm not good enough to be doing this. That was a common one that came up. Or that I'm running out of time, which is what we said before. I'm not good enough to be doing this, or I don't deserve this. Or that you may tell yourself that like good things never last, you know what I mean? Or like that happiness is like fleeting, that it might come and go. Or like, if I actually achieve these goals that I've set out for this year and I get happiness, then what? That it's just going to leave anyway. Then it's just going to
leave again. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. I think.
But they're all really fear-based feelings, which is really natural as a human. But what I'm trying to say is like, we all kind of have those feelings, but the more you can catch yourself, the more you don't allow them to run your life, and you can just actually be in your heart and just think, no, I'm really worthy of this. And I can do this. And like, that is, it's just like life is just a bit of a game, isn't it? And your brain tonight is a bit of a game. And you will tell yourself a whole load of lies that aren't true. Telling yourself you're not worthy of something is not true at all. It's just maybe a thought to keep yourself safe. But if you really want to step into your best life this year, then the more you can catch those thoughts and just come back to your truth and think, that's not true at all, and I do deserve this, and I am good enough, and no one's going to take this away from me, then.
Yeah. And do you know what? Like, that one small decision to just not believe those thoughts can change your entire trajectory of your life.
Yeah.
Like, that's how powerful these small actions are. Because you just reminded me then, like, one of the things that I'd written in my journal this time last year, that Roxy Nafuti journal, because I just had the idea for us to set up our marketing company together that we have, that we love, as well as Find Your Feet. And I just had the idea, got it like a week ago, a week before I was writing this, and I said one of my like, because you had to literally fill out like, what are you going to do this week, what's your mindful thing of the week, or stuff like that, like, you know, like, it was a lot, you were like racking your brain in this book. And I wrote to not let I don't know whether it's imposter syndrome or just like, I thought it was self-doubt. Don't let self-doubt get in the way of your new business idea.
Yeah.
And I just saw that and thought, fuck, like, can you imagine if I decided to let it get in the way? I would be in a very different situation. And a lot of the joy and happiness and growth I experienced in 2022 would have never happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, that's what I mean. Like, it can be a small choice to just decide to not believe those fear thoughts that we all have.
Yeah.
But actually, can that small choice to just not do that can actually change your fucking life.
Yeah, literally. Because it'll be in like that one moment, even.
Yeah.
Maybe you're in front of someone, maybe you want to say something, and that's in the moment when those thoughts will come loud and like try and keep you trapped. But in that tiny moment where you make another decision, or you say, no, I'm gonna let that go, that is how your life changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, powerful man. And I also think people future cast a lot of fear as well as like in the moment being like, oh, I'm shit, I can't do this, oh, I'm running out of time. Like, as in they, you know, like they will just look into the future as if like the future is just going to be as what their current reality is now, and that it can't like change. And when, you know, what if it works out better than you could have ever imagined? You know?
What if it, that's actually one of my favourite quotes. Like, yeah. What if it works out better than you could have ever imagined? Because it usually always does.
Yeah.
Once you let go of all the fear-based thoughts, it actually does.
Mm-hmm. And what if you just, like, let that be a thought in your mind this year? What would happen if you entertain that thought, you know? Mm. But I think that's quite a nice spot to leave it there.
Yeah, me too.
For today's episode.
I hope everyone's feeling hopeful.
Yeah, this episode was all about hope.
It was, because we need it this time of year.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a bizarre time, isn't it?
It is, because like you are pressured to like set your goals, do all these things, but you can also feel really full of self-doubt and compare yourself to other people. Mm. Maybe looking at everyone else's 2022 highlight video on Instagram feeling sad, you know?
Yeah.
Or whatever, like, it's all about the intentions. Yeah. And your action. This year we're having integrity in what we're doing.
Mm.
We're believing our actions are powerful.
Showing up.
We're showing up. We're doing the motherfucking work.
Yes.
And the universe is meeting us there.
Yeah.
Doing the work with us.
Because the universe honors the brave.
It does, yeah. There's that nice quote, fortune favors the brave.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. We'll be back next week with another episode back on the weekly uploads. If you have any like topics that you want to hear us talk about this year or any guests that you want us on, we've got some people in mind that we are going to now attack to get on the podcast. I felt like I had so many people that I wanted to ask, but I was like, it's December. Everyone like wants to go to bed. Or party.
The wind down month.
Yeah, it was just not, it's not the time. It's not the time to be doing guest outreach. So it's January, we're getting on it. So who do you want to hear on the potty? If you'd like to hear anybody, now's the time to request.
Yeah, I'm excited to do some more interviews. It's been so long.
Oh yeah, we haven't had anyone on for so long. But I know that everyone really enjoys just our episodes as well, which is really nice. Thank you, everyone. But we're all going to get some cool people on, so... Let us know if there's anyone in particular you want to hear from or if there's any topics that you'd like to hear us discuss.
Yeah. And if you did enjoy this episode, especially if you're a new listener, because we do have quite a lot of new listeners.
Shout out
through.
The new TikTok listeners. We love you guys.
We do. But go ahead and send this to a friend. Maybe you know of a friend that's feeling a bit bizarre at this time of year. Like anyone you can think of, just spread the love, because like anything that can help us soothe your souls.
Spread that 2023 hope.
Yeah.
Spread the good vibrations.
That's a good deed in itself, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. That's some good karma right there. Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.